You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Welsh sight loss charity SightLife has announced that it's starting a new project for young people in South Wales. Joining me now to go over the details is Natalie Moore, Resource Centre Officer for SightLife. Natalie, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for inviting me.
What are the goals of SightLife's new project for young people?
So essentially our goal is to help as many young vision impaired people as possible between the ages of 18 and 25. Who struggle with things like education, employment and finding services or recreational activities that meet their needs or that understand their needs. So our aim essentially is to encourage them to be autonomous and active participants in all that they want to do.
Fantastic. And how does that work? What sort of activities will young people in the group be taking part in?
Right. Well, I mean, essentially, we'll sort of be guided by the young people that join our project. So if there's anything that they want to try or would like to do, then we'll go with what their wants and requirements are. But along the lines of groups based around podcasting, for instance, employment, sports, assistive technology or well-being, you know, anything really that's important to vision impaired young people.
And what sort of benefits are you hoping that people taking part in the group will be able to take away from being involved?
Well, we hope that all vision impaired young people that join us will develop self-confidence, essentially build their self-esteem and resilience, and along the way gain useful skills or even upskill on what they already know, and gain valuable knowledge and experience so that they can share and pass that on to other peers who also live with sight loss, as well as obviously along the way sharing their own lived experiences of living with sight loss, which is always a benefit to other peers.
And how is this project in particular being funded?
We're extremely grateful to the Powell Family Foundation for the funding we've received.
Fantastic. And what does the Powell Foundation do? What sort of work do they normally do?
So they work with young people with vision impairment, and they provide grants and benefits to individuals as well as young people, organisations.
Now, you're also looking for support from the blind and partially sighted community to help to get the project started as well. Is that right?
I am indeed. Yep. So if there's anybody that knows of anyone who has a vision impairment, who's aged between 18 years and 25, I would love it if they could refer them really to our new project.
And you're looking for sort of mentors and people to sort of take a little bit of a leadership role in some ways.
That's right. Yes. So essentially what we're looking for first and foremost is obviously young vision impaired volunteers. But aside from that, then obviously young vision impaired people who will take on a volunteering role as mentors, and obviously others who will be the mentees.
And how can people find out a bit more information and sign up to take part as well?
They can contact myself. My name's Natalie Moore, either by telephone 02920 398900, or by email. My email address is natalie.moore@sightlife.wales.
And SightLife's new group is for young people in South Wales. Who's eligible to take part?
Well, we work within the regions of Cardiff, Swansea, Neath Port Talbot and Rhondda Cynon Taf. So obviously, you know, essentially anyone living in those areas. And unfortunately, the age restriction is between 18 and 25 years old. So,
well, I'm sure the project will be a big success and a positive impact in South Wales and beyond. Natalie Moore, Resource Centre Officer for SightLife. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.